Welcome, everybody. Share number 1034, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are, of course, in the middle of the halachas of Kedima B'brachas, what bracha comes first, the order of brachas. So we were just going through the last couple of shiurim, very important, from the Charetzin, which I wanted to do a while back, important klolim, outside klolim, really, in reference to how he sets up what comes first when we're dealing with, let's say, complete chaviv and so on. So just real quickly to review what we have. Somebody has two fruits in front of them. You have chaviv and shalem. We said that shalem comes first, right? Two fruits on the same level. One of them I desire more, but one of them is complete. You take the complete one, make the bracha on that, and have, and the other one will automatically be covered. If you have two fruits in front of you and one is from the Shiva Samina, Min Shiva and Shalem, then we say Min Shiva comes first. Our example last year was the grape. I have a half of a grape, right? We said because of a beria, one has to be careful by a beria not to eat a complete grape. If they're not going to eat the shear, they're getting themselves into a machlekes. We spoke about that. But I have a half of a grape, right? And I have a whole plum, I have a whole pear or whatever. So you make the bracha Min Shiva Adiv. Mimailas Hashalim said the Charetzion in Sifkat and Gimel. Okay, so interesting thing. The Mishabur, the Charetzion we quoted last time also mentions, even in reference, we're going to see when we, different types of bread. You have sometimes whole wheat bread and you have regular bread, or you have it's like a coarser type of bread, pas kibar. So he brings down that Lamaisa, even a person has, let's say, pas naki. Proves that that's only a piece. Again, the different type of bread, paskibar, shalom, and that one is complete. So shalom adav, again, the same thing, since it's the same type of bracha, you would take the paskibar, that's a shalom, that's more of a coarser type of bread, right, like a whole wheat type of bread, and it's not the regular type of bread, let's put it like that, from the regular flour, from the regular white bread, as we call it, quote-unquote, paslikia perusa, that's only a piece, and paskibar shalem, shalem adif. The adif would take, the complete one, even though it's on a lower level, or it's not chaviv, or whatever, so that would also come first. So that's another important point to keep in mind. So just another thing which he mentions, which also we spoke about in the Charetzion Dalit, Sifkat and Dalit, just I want to try and finish up these few Charetzions, though, but there are a few very important Sifim Katanim in the Charetzion. In the beginning, we set up the Klolim, and we have it straight, sort of like in a 1-2-3 deal. So he says in Sifkat and Dalit says the Charetzion, Dim Eina Mimin Echad, we quoted this a couple of times, right, but Dim Eina Mimin, the Eina Mimin Echad. Now let's say they're not from the same level bracha, right? In the pasuk, let's say we spoke about, right? In the pasuk, from the min shiva, certain ones come first. Kigon chatzi te'ene, you have a half of a fig, v'rimayn shalem. But the rimayn, which we know is last in general, even though it's from the min shiva, but from the items in the pasukim, and from the min shiva, rimayn will come last in the way it's set up in the order of the pasuk. So chatzi te'ene, so if somebody has half of a fig, and they have shalom, but they have a complete pomegranate, which technically comes last, right? So te'ena adif. So we're still going to say in this case, interesting, we're still going to say te'ena adif, that the fig would come first. What do you mean? It's cut in half. I cut the fig in half. Let's say, not like what we spoke about a while back. We spoke about if it's cut and attached. Over here, it's cut. It's open. I opened it up to check it. It's in two pieces, three pieces, whatever. But I have the fig. I have the te'ena and it's cut. And the remind, the pomegranate is whole. So which one? Maybe I should take the pomegranate that's whole. No, he says, no, the te'ena adif, the fig we're going to say would come first, even though it's not complete. Why? Mishum de mukram bekra, because it comes first in the pasuk. And in other words, in conjunction with the way the pasuk is set up, the te'ena comes first. So even though it's not a shalem, so that's another klal he's setting up, that if we go in conjunction with the way it's set up in the pasuk, with the halachas of what we said comes first in the pasuk, since the fig comes before the pomegranate, so even though the fig is cut and I checked it, whatever, so then I still would have to make the ha'etz on the fig. These are fruits in front of me and I'm eating them, right? I make the ha'etz on the fig and I have in mind the pomegranate. Automatically it goes onto the pomegranate if it's in front of me, in this case because the pomegranate's on a lower level, but the point is over here that the fig is cut. Chatzi te'ena. So interesting that even, so summing up this halacha is telling us that if we have a question of what comes first, right, looking at the five fruits in general, it's seven, but we said two of them, which we're going to talk about, flour and barley. Obviously, nobody's uniting the flour and the barley, but it's made into something, but we'll talk about that, a dish or a challah, whatever. But the five fruits, so you have the order of the five fruits, right? And the... Just real quickly, just reviewing the order, boys. I always like to say it over. We always, because it takes a while till we get it straight. The order: you have the olives, zeisim, olive, tamar, right? You have the dates, anavim. You have the grapes, ta'ama, the fig, and rimon is the pomegranate. That is the order. So that's what he's saying. If you have in conjunction with that order, which is the halacha to how to say the brachas, right? The olives, dates. The grapes, figs, pomegranate, that's the order we go in halachically. And in other words, which one comes first? And but again, the same thing. It would also the same thing would apply if it's only partial. That's what he's saying. If you have only partial. So if you have a half an olive, and I have a full grape, so I would actually take the olive, right? Zaysim, the zayas is the olive comes first. So I have a half an olive and I have a full grape, so then I would make the bracha on the olive, even though it's half. So that's what he's saying, even in conjunction with the pasuk, that it comes first, even though it's half. And that's another klal that we are seeing. When you take the five fruits from the pasuk, the order of the pasuk comes first before shalem. So that's another interesting thing. So we see not always does shalem complete come first. In this case, we see the order of the fruits in the pasuk itself comes first. And of course, goes without saying, kal v'chaymer, min shiva, any one of these fruits comes first, even though they're cut in half before something else. Because they're from the min shiva, because even the five fruits themselves from the pasuk, which are the min shiva, they also come first in the order if one of them is not complete and it's first in the pasuk. Thank you for listening. Atzlachem bracha, kol tov.